We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Sadi. We are up to Sif Chav Gimel, which is the bottom of page 246. The Mechaber says in Sif Chav Gimel, HaBegodim HaMetzuyarim, clothes that are decorated, they have decorations on them. Afal pi she'enam boltos, even if they are not sticking out, ein nochon hispalo kenegdom, it is not appropriate to daven across from these clothing. The im yikra lo lehispalo keneged beged okosel metzuyar, and if one finds himself, he happens to be davening across from a garment or a wall that is decorated, yalim einav, he should close his eyes. Says the Ramah, v'lochein aser gamkein letzayer tziyurim basfarim shemispalim bahem shelo tisbatla kavana. For that same reason, it is forbidden to make pictures in svarim, in sidurim that we are davening from, so it should not distract one from his kavana. Aval begodim shemitzuyur aleim divrei tiflus, but clothing that have pictures on them that are inappropriate, afilu leishev aleim beisaknes as aser, then even to sit on them would be aser, let alone to daven in front of them. It says the Mishabura back to the bottom of 246, sefkotan ayin ein nachon, kidei shelo yehe mabit bitziyuram velo yiskavin bitfiloso. In order, the reason why you should not daven across from these garments is so you should not be looking at the pictures and it should not distract you from your tefillah. Avam mishum chatzitza leis v'begodim. But there is no problem of chatzitza if the garment is in front of you, going back to what we discussed in the last year, that you're supposed to be directly facing the wall, so a garment would not be considered a chatzitza. V'lochenim ein mitzuyorim. Therefore, if there are no pictures on them, utuluyim ala kosel, they're just hanging on the wall, shari lehispal negdom, you would be allowed to daven across from them. Sifkotan ayin alat siyurim basvarim. Therefore, we said you should not have pictures in your sidurim. V'chein yesh li zoyer mitam zesh lo litzayer bekosel beisakneses siyurim neged ponav shel adam. Therefore, you should not have pictures on the wall that are across from the way people are facing. There should not be pictures on the wall of the Beis HaKnesses in order not to distract the people. Elo lemalom mikomas ish, unless it is higher than the height of a person. So a person shouldn't be able to see the pictures. And note number 81, he writes that nowadays, Das Hagon Shlomo Zalman Orbach Sheyesh Lehimana Militzayer Afilu Me'al Komas Ish. Shlomo Zalman says that nowadays it's a problem even looking, even having pictures above the height of a person, because Kevin Shaderech L'Estalka Gam L'Malah, it's the way of a person to even look above. And therefore, that should be avoided as well. And therefore, the Mishabura continues right in the second line of Kuf Chav Dalet, and he says, "Aser lehispalel keneged hamare." It is aser to daven as well across from a mirror. The mechzi kemishtachav lebavua shelo. Looks like he is bowing to his reflection. V'hainu af beinayim stumos. That's even if his eyes are closed. It looks like that. The bepsuchos belavochi aser mishum bitul kavona. If his eyes are open, it's not going to be a distraction. But even if his eyes are closed, it looks like he's bowing to his reflection in the mirror, and therefore, even that is aser. So say the Achronim. Afilu leishev aleim, we said if the pictures are inappropriate, not only will be usher to daven in front of it, it will be usher even to sit on it in the Beis HaKnesses, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'lo savi to'eva el beisecha. One should not bring an abomination into his house. V'afilu bebeiso usher. This is forbidden not only in one's shul, but in one's house as well. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Chav Dalet, Lo yispalu b'tzad rabo. A person should not daven on the side of his Rebbe. V'lo achorei rabo, not behind his Rebbe. V'lo lefonav, not in front of his Rebbe. Says the Ramah, Yesh omrim de kol zel lo mayri elo lehispalu biyachid. Some say this din of not davening on all sides of the Rebbe is only if you're davening biyachidus. But if they're in public, they're in shul, im kachu seder yeshivaso, if that's where each of them have a designated seat, ein lochosh im mispal lefonav u'achrov, then it wouldn't be a problem if you're davening in front or behind your Rebbe. Says the Ramah Vayter, the afal pisha tov lahachmir, even though it's good to be machmir, haminog lahakel, and we'll see exactly what this means. The imhirchik arba amos mutter, however, if one distances himself, needs a test. If one distances himself for Amos from his Rebbe, then it's mutter. And we'll see the details now in the Mishaburus. If Katan Ayin Gimel, we said you should not daven b'tzad Rabbo on the side of your Rebbe. What is the reason? Ki you are ra. That's Gaiva. Shemarishu Shavil Rabbo. He's showing that he's like his Rebbe. He's equal to his Rebbe. The Rabbo Hainu Sherov Chachmaso Heimeno. This Rebbe that we're discussing that you shouldn't daven next to him is your Rebbe Muvok, that you've learned most of your Chachma from that Rebbe. O Godol Hador, or if he's the greatest of the generation. Kosav Achai Odom nearly to who had been Oviv. Achai Odom says the same thing would apply to a father, which would be a problem for all of Klal Yisrael where the kids are diving next to their father. But that's what Achai Odom says, that is the same issue of Yuara would be if a child is next to his father. Obviously, in that case, we somehow are relying on something, but as we're going to see, even mechila doesn't work, because if the idea is you hara, so it's just gaifedik. So your father lets you, unless you just say that the minhag ha'olam is to do it that way, so it's no longer gaifedik. That's what you have to say. It's evolved that children dav next to their father. But again, this is only talking about at home, not in shul.
So also, then you can have a dav with a minhag.
No, we'll see the limit. No, we'll see where you sit exactly. Four amos away is going to be okay. But with your father, usually you're sitting next to your father. But again, we said in the Ramah that there are those who say that's not an Isser in Shul, because there you have a designated seat. It's talking about at home. But still, a father next to a son. Okay, let's see. We won't go into that more, but I'm saying it could be that our minhag is do it in Shul. Maybe at home you shouldn't do it. Or if people do it when they daven at home, so then I would say that would be the minhag. But it could be we just do it in Shul. The father takes the son to Shul. But if they're davening at home, the yechidus, for whatever reason, that maybe the son shouldn't be right next to his father. According to the Chayyadim. Zokta Mishavur of Aiter Sifkodan Ayin Dalud. Velo Achore Rabbo, also one should not daven behind his Rebbe. The Merci Nami Ki Yuara. That's also considered Gaivadik. That's one reason. The daven behind your Rebbe is Gaivadik. Number two, Vyesh Omer, there are those who say, Shenirik Himishtachav El Rabbo Betfiloso. If you're behind your Rebbe, and then when you bow down, it looks like you're bowing down to your Rebbe. Vyesh Omer, there are those who say, a third reason, Mibneshu Mitzai El Rabbo, you're causing pain to your Rebbe. Deshema Yitzdorech Lifsoa Shalosh Psios La'acharov, Ba'ochu Ispalel. If you're behind your Rebbe, maybe your Rebbe is ready to take three steps back at the Shemar Asher, and you'll still be davening. You'll cause him tzad that he has to wait. Vyitzdorech Lahamtin Olav, as we'll get into the halach, later, that you can't take three steps back if it's going to go into the Dalet Amos of the person behind you, and therefore if you're in front of your Rebbe, if you're behind your Rebbe and your Rebbe's in front, it's going to cause him inside that he can't go back. So we see in the Mishavur here three possible reasons why one shouldn't daven behind his Rebbe. One, it looks like Gaivadik. Number two, it looks like you're bowing to your Rebbe. Number three, it's causing tsar if you daven longer that he can't take his three steps back. Says the Mishavur, there's a cotton ayin hey velo lufanov. You also should not daven in front of your Rebbe. The kal vachomer, that is certainly the case. The zev vaday hu bizayon l'rabu sh'omed ba'acharov kenegdo. Because that's certainly a bizayon to the Rebbe, that the Rebbe is standing behind his Talmud. So that sounds like it's the worst one. That's kal vachomer, not going to be good for the Talmud to be in front of his Rebbe.
Fine, but then not according to the other reasons that the Mishavur gave. In fact, the Mishavur gave three reasons.
Why. Right, correct. It's only the first reason, correct. Correct. Also, an afkamina between the three reasons we saw before is if the Rebbe would be mochel on it. So then, mitzad the tsar, that he has to wait when he takes his three steps back, so that he can be mochel on. But the gaiva, lechari, can't be mochel on. And the fact that it looks like you're bowing to your Rebbe, you can't be mochel on that anyway, because you can't bow to your Rebbe even if he's mochel on it. Right? So that would be another afkamina. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkatan Ayin Vav, on that which the Ramah said, there are those who say this Isser is only in the shul. This Isser is only biyachidus, but if it's in shul, and that's the Seder Yeshivas, that's where they normally sit, so ain lochosh in mispal l'fanav l'achro. There's no concern if you daven in front or behind your Rebbe. Says the Mishabura Ayin Vav, Shakol yodim shemokum zeh miyuchel l'rav v'zeh l'talmud. Everyone knows that's the Rebbe seat, that's a Talmud seat. V'leis be mishum yuera okim mishtachav alo. And therefore, it would not apply the issues of gaiva, because it's not gaiva, because that's just your sit, that's where they set you as your seat. And it also doesn't look like you're bowing to him because that just happens to be where you sit, and therefore it's not because you're bowing to your Rebbe. But the Ramah then wrote, the afal pi shetov lahachmir, zokta mishavura sefkotan ayin zayin, it's good to be machmir, hainu lochosh l'tam ashlishi hanal. That's to be concerned for the third reason that we mentioned above, mipnei shenirik himitzar l'rabba, that it looks like you're causing stress to your Rebbe. The lefize yesh lahachmir gam b'tzibur l'acharav. According to this reason, you should be machmir even in shul, not to daven behind your Rebbe, not to prevent him from taking his three steps back and causing him tzar. But the Ramah said the minhag was to be mekel. Says the Mishavura, if katan ayin ches, ayin b'ber alocha, to mikol makom tov l'chatchilo k'shekoveh lo makom me'achorei rabo. Even though the minhag that the Ramah says is to be mekel, to daven behind your Rebbe, still, it's good l'chatchilo that you are establishing your makom behind your Rebbe, sheyarche kishir arba amos v'sholosh psios. You should make it four amos plus three steps behind your Rebbe. Kadesh lo yitzar l'rabbo. Because the issue of taking three steps back is only going into the person behind you, dalet amos. But if you're three steps plus four amos away, you can take it three steps back, you still would not be entering as dalet amos, and therefore you would avoid this issue. Then the Mechaber told us, but if you move away four amos, it's mutter. So it sounds like if you're in any direction and you're four amos away, it's going to be okay. It says the Mishavura and Ayin Tes. The Rishus Acheresi, once you're outside the Dalet Amos, it's considered you're in a separate Rishus. V'ayim b'pri megolem shekosa b'shem ha'pri chadosh. The lefon of sagi ba'ar amos mitzum tzomos. If you're in front of your Rebbe, it's enough to be exactly four amos. Because you're out of his Rishus, and there's no issue of taking steps back, mitzad your Rebbe. Avala chorei rabo, but if you're behind your Rebbe, ba'inan arba amos v'sholosh psios, there we would require 4 amos and 3 psios, like we mentioned before, kidei sheyeh yucho rabo v'soa sholosh psios l'acharav v'lo yitzorach l'hamten olav. So your Rebbe can take the 3 steps back and he won't have to wait for you to finish your Shmoneh Esrei. Ubesoch arba amosav halo asr l'soa, and within your 4 amos, it's asr for him to take steps back, like we'll see later on in Simen Kuf Beis. Od kosav de besoch ha'al memra, which is the bima. If he's on the bima, that's mutar afilu basamach, even if you're close. The reshusa achritahu, I guess since there are walls up around it, it's considered a separate reshus, and it would not have this problem. The ayin biyardeas if katan pei rotzalom with the sham nizbar. There it explains the richok arba amos mor afilu im rabu la'achrov, that the 4 amos works out even if the rebbe is behind him. The chen kasu ha'achronim, and that's what the achronim write.
Zok. Is there more of a chiyuv not being mitzayir Rebbe than anybody else?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, there's more of an issue being mitzayir Rebbe. Yeah. I mean, we'll get to the halachas later on. I assume there's an issue not being mitzayir anyone, but here specifically, you want to be extra careful when it comes to your Rebbe or the Gadol Hador or possibly your father. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Chof Hei, Talmud Chover Mutter L'Espal Achorei Rabu. If the Talmud is a Talmud Chover, he learned by him for many years, and now he's already on a much higher Madrega, he's already at a level of a Talmud Chover, so then he's Mutter to Davin behind his Rebbe. Says in Mishabru in Pei Aleph Achorei Rabu, V'huad in Mitzad Rabu, so too he could Davin on the side of his Rebbe. Avalufnei Rabu Aser. But as we mentioned, that the most chomerdik thing is davening in front of your Rebbe. So even a Talmud Chaver would be Aser to daven in front of his Rebbe, because that's the biggest way that it looks like Gaiva, like we mentioned before in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Chavav, Kol Mokum She'en Koren Bo Kriyashma Ein Mispalim Bo. All the halachas that we spent a few weeks on previously, that you cannot say Kriyashma when there are different things in your vicinity, you also can't daven there. Ukeshem shemarchikim mitzoa umei raglayim v'reach ra umen hameis umeriyas ha'erva l'kriyashma kach marchikim l'tfilah. In the same way we said you have to remove yourself from tzoa and from meiraglayim and from a bad smell and from a dead body and from seeing an erva for kriyashma, those didn't apply as well to tfilah, as we saw many times in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kriyashma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sef katan pei beis marchikim l'tfilah hu adin l'talmud Torah v'chodev rekedusha." Like the Mishnah Berurah told us then many times, it's not only kriyashma and tfilah, but it's also learning Torah and any other divrei kedusha that one wants to say. He has to make sure he's removed from these items. And says the Mechaber Vayter in the final sif of the simon, sif chav zayin, haya omed b'tfilah. A person was in the middle of davening, v'hishtin tinok b'beis hakneses, and all of a sudden a child went meiraglayim on the floor. Yishtok, he should be silent. Achi aviu mayim lahatil al meiraglayim. You can't daven, so you have to be silent until they bring water to nullify the meiraglayim. Like we learned, a revius of water that can knock out the iser of davening by the meiraglayim. That's eitza number one, to be silent until they bring the meiraglayim. Eitza number two is o yahalech lufanav arba amos oletzadav. You can either move forward 4 amos or to the sides 4 amos. Move 4 amos away from the meiraglayim, even though you are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Oh, yetzei mibeis hakneses v'yigmor tfiloso. Or you should go outside the beis hakneses and finish your davening there. Says the Rama, v'yoser tov leilech lo mokom acher v'lelushtok. It's better to take the latter etzes that the Mechaber gave of going to a different place to daven and not to wait there silently till they bring water to be mevatalit. Because shema yishik de ligmor eskula. Because the concern is, if you're just sitting and waiting, you may wait the time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, the Yitzarech Lachzol Rosh, and you'll have to start davening again. And therefore, the Ramah paskens that it's better to move away, go outside the shul, do one of those other eitzes, and not just wait around for someone to take care of the meiraglayim that's there. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sikoton Pei Gimel, if you are in the middle of davening, v'hu adin b'kriyashma, so too, as we just mentioned, b'kriyashma, u'shadir v'kidusha, k'moshe k'sadim l'malach, we just mentioned, this then applies not only by tefillah, but also by kriyashma and any other dvarim shebekidusha. V'noka tefillah l'rebusa, here the Mechaber mentions tefillah for the added chiddush, d'bazeh gamkein tzorech leilech l'fan of arba amos, that even if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, where you're not allowed to move, you also should move forward 4 amos. V'lo amrinan, we do not say kevan shu omed kfar b'tfila ain't tzar laharchik. We don't say that since you're in the middle of davening, so you don't have to move away. That even during tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, you still have to move away from the meiraglayim for amos. Sifkatan Peidal goes on the first Eitzah that the Mechaber gave us, which was to be silent till they brought bring the water to Milvatel the Meiraglayim. The Kol Zelo Mikri Hefsik. All these Eitzahs of being silent, walking outside, that's not considered a Hefsik. Aval Aser LaHefsik B'Dibur LaHavi L'Mayim. But a Hefsik is to make sure that you don't speak and tell them to bring water. Kevan the Iser Meiraglayim Eino Elamidir Abanan. Since anyway, davening when Meiraglayim is on the floor and not coming out of the flow from the body, it's only an Isser Rabbanan once it's on the floor. The Gam Yesh Omrim the Ain Sar LaHarchik Bazeklal. And there are some Shitas in the Rishonim that we'll see this reference again later on in this Mishabura. We'll see that there are Shitas that hold that you don't even have to move away if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So therefore, you certainly should not speak, because anyway, it's only Issa the Rabbanan, and there are those Shitas that say you don't even have to move away from it. Okay, therefore, Afilu im gam acherim omdim b'so cha'ar ba'amo shel me'ar aglayim u'mispalim. Therefore, even if there are other people that you see that are within 4 amos of the me'ar aglayim, even though the Shulchan Aruch passes that you have to move, there are Shitas that say you don't have to move, but we pass them, you have to move. So even though you have to move, but if you see someone else that doesn't notice it, ein lo lahafsik b'dibur b'shvilam hodiyam, you should not stop with speech to tell them to move, the same way you shouldn't speak to get someone to bring it so you can continue davening. If you notice it and you have to move, so you could signal to them, but you can't speak to tell them that they should move away from the Meir Aglayim. However, says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, v'imtinok tinev tzoa b'beis haknesses b'emtza tefila, if it wasn't Meir Aglayim that was in the middle of the floor during davening, but rather it was tzoa, in the middle of davening, v'acherim omnim sham u'mispalim, and there are other people that don't notice it, and they're davening there, v'einam yodim is there, they don't realize it, im yefsher b'inyan acher, if there's no way to motion to them to move out of the way, lahodiyam, to inform them, ela b'dibur, the only way to inform them is with dibur, mutter lahavsik b'dibur, you are allowed to be masik in the middle of Yishmon Esrei with speech, la'atzilo me'isa daraisa, to save them from the isa daraisa of davening within the 4 amos of the tzoa. The mutav sheyasa hu iser kal. It's better for you to do a small iser. The hainu iser derabanan lahafsik betfila. What's a small iser? To interrupt your davening in the middle is an iser derabanan. Better you do a small iser derabanan mishayasu acherim iser daraisa. Rather than have other people doing iser daraisa. So it's better to speak and make sure that they move out of the way to avoid them having an iser daraisa. Even though by the speaking you'll be over an iser derabanan. But avada, if you do it without speaking, that's better. It's probably pretty easy to do without speaking. But you are even allowed to speak to prevent them from the daraisa. A mishiyasu acherim iser daraisa lispal b'mokom metunof, to prevent them from doing an iser daraisa of davening in a dirty place. Ukfar nisbar leel b'simen ayin tesef mishabura ubir alocha afonim sheimi daraisa bazel. We already discussed earlier in the mishabura and the bir alocha what scenarios are in fact daraisa. V'davkim ein lo b'melachasos. All this that you should walk, or you should possibly even talk and tell people to move, or to tell people to cover it, or to walk outside the shul. All these things is only if you have nothing to cover the Meir Aglayim with. Avlim yesh lo b'melachasos. But if you have something handy that you can cover the Meir Aglayim with, bein b'tzoa, bein b'Meir Aglayim, whether it's tzoa on the floor or it's Meir Aglayim, aser lahafsik, then you can't stop. Avafilu lozes mukoma, you can't even move from your place. If you could cover it, just cover it. Im ein magia lo hareach ra, as long as the smell doesn't come to you. Now this is a chiddush that Mishnah Berurah is saying here. He's saying if you're able to cover the Meir Aglayim with a tzoa, then you have no heter to move, no heter to say do anything, say anything. You have to just cover it. But if you look at note number 90, he points out something that we already saw a few times. Kan kosav shim hatzoa omei araglayim mechusim dinam kareach rash einu ikker. Now, obviously, you have to not be able to smell the tzoa, because covering the tzoa, if you still smell, doesn't help. You have to be more than 4 amos away. But it says, note number 90, points out in the Mishabura over here, is very clear that if the tzoa or meir aglayim is covered, even though there's real mamashas there, it still has a din of a reach rash ein liquor since it's covered. The ain't tzar l'harchik arba amos mi'amokum shekol ha'reach. And therefore, you have to just make sure it doesn't smell, but you don't have to move away 4 amos from where the smell stops. Right? Normally, by real tzoa, right, it's a reach rash sheyesh lo ikir. You have to move 4 amos away from where the smell ends. Here we said, as long as it doesn't smell, cover it and you're fine. So you see, he holds that when it's covered, it's considered a reach rash sheein lo ikir since the ikir is covered. However, omnam leel b'kam makomo sevi b'zeh machlokas. This is a big machlokas that we had previously in Hilchas Kriyashma. It's not so pasha, but here the Mishabura is coming out to be lenient. We saw it was a steer in the Prima Gadam and there were other shitas, but here the Mishabura comes out lenient. Let's finish up the Mishabura.
What about speaking, asking, if you're not sure whether someone's within 4 amos mimakom shekol ha'reach, if he's dalamis mimakom shekol ha'reach or not, meaning it's a subject there, so.
So Shlomi is asking a good question. Should you be over an Issa the Rabbanon of speaking in the middle of Shmon Esrei to prevent someone else from a Safek Daraisa? I don't know. Good question. Here the Mishmur is coming out very clearly. For you to be over an Issa Derabbanan, to save someone from a Daraisa, for sure. But to save someone from a Suffolk Daraisa, should you over a Vada Derabbanan? That's a good question. I'm not going to suggest an answer. Zakta Mishabura Vaitis of Kotan Pehei, going on the Ramah told us after the Mechaber gave all these Eitzes, the Mechaber said number one is you can wait until they bring water to be Mevatel the Meiraglayim, or you can walk away from it for Amos in front, on the sides, or go outside the shul. The Ramah told us that it's better to walk away and not wait, because the chshash, if you wait, is if you wait long enough, the time it takes to say the Hel Shmoneh Esrei, you have to start Shmoneh Esrei over again. Says the Mishabura in Sif Kotan Pehei, V'yoser Tov, it's better to walk away. If you're afraid that by waiting, you're going to wait the amount of time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, the EF Amos, but you don't have the eights of moving away for Amos. For example, you have people davening on all sides of you, so you can't walk away. If you walk away, you're not allowed, as we're going to see later, and we mentioned before, you can't walk in front of someone who's davening. So you don't have the eights of walking away, you want to wait. But you're stuck because you feel that if you wait for them to bring water to Mevatel the Meiraglayim, so it might be too long of a wait, you're going to have to start Shemoneh Esrei again. So says the Mishabura, Yismoch al HaRashba. Then you should rely on the sheet of the Rashba, which we mentioned before. The Spirulei, the Mutter L'Hispalel. The Rashba holds, even if there's Meiraglayim there, that you realize in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you can continue davening. Kevan Shekvar Hu Omeid Betfila, the Isser Meiraglayim D'Rabbanan. The Rashba is the Rishon that holds that if there's Meiraglayim there, you are allowed to continue Shemoneh Esrei once you started. Even though we don't pass them like that normally, as the Mechaber passes right over here, if there's Meiraglayim in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, better to walk away or to wait, but if you're in a situation that waiting is going to be too long and walking away is not an option, then it's better just to continue davening Shemoneh Esrei and rely on the Rashba. And that's why when we learn halacha in general, we tell people that even if there's a halacha we don't hold like, you have to know it, because sometimes it comes up, like this scenario, if all the other eights don't work, then you rely on the Rashba, which you don't normally hold like. And even those poskim that say it's usher to daven there, Lamaist is only us at the Rabbanan. That's what he adds in at the end. The Issur Meiraglayim is only the Rabbanan. So Lafi the Rashba, you're perfectly fine. Everyone else is only the Rabbanan. Therefore, in that case, you should rely on the Rashba. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Peivav, on that which the Ramah said, that if you wait too long, the concern is you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore that's not the best Eitzah. Says the Mishabura, Ayin Le'el Besimen Ayin Ches of Mishabura Sif Katan Hei, the Bevirchas Kriyashma in this Damein Kain, the Chain B'chala Brachos. If this happens, that you pause in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma or other Brachos, Ain Tzarech Lachso LaRosh. Even though we're saying over here in the Ramah, that if you wait in your Shemoneh Esrei, the time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, you have to start Shemoneh Esrei over again. But look earlier what we learned by Birchas Kriyashma, that it's not so pashut. And there's a little summary over here, note number 92 of what we learned earlier, that Lagabe Birchas Kriyashma, we said earlier, Shainu Dafkim Shah Bein Bracha LeBracha, that which we say that if you pause in Birchas Kriyashma a long time, you don't have to start again, is only if the pause was between the brachos, or Shaloshah Be'emtza HaBracha Keshir Shiesh Bo Kedei Ligmor Mitzchilas Birchas Yotzer, or Ad Gal Yisrael. In other words, if you pause the amount of time it says to take one, say one bracha, then you don't go back by Birchas Kriyashma, because that gets involved with Safek Brachos Lekula. However, if the pause was long enough from the beginning of Yotzer Or, you could have said the beginning of Yotzer Or all the way through all of Birchas Kriyashma and Kriyashma until Gal Yisrael, then you would go back to the beginning of the bracha that you paused in the middle of. That's what we said earlier. So that was Shemeshabu is saying over here, you don't go back by Birchas Kriyashma, it's not always. There are cases where you would go back, and that is if the pause was long enough to say the entire Birchas Kriyashma with Kriyashma, you would go back to the beginning of that bracha. But he says in the next paragraph, the apit filashmon esrei imshal la'achar shemei raglayim ala ritzba. If in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei you pause because of the meiraglayim that was on the floor, kosav le'el sheyitochin she'enu tzarch lachzer le'espal Shemoneh Esrei. It's very likely that you do not have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Mishum sheyesh lismoch al harishonim shelo haya tzarch lahafzik be'emtza Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishabura said earlier that if your delay was, against what we're saying over here, if your delay was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's possible that even if you pause the time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, you still won't have to go back, because l'maisa, you have the sheet of the Rashba that we just mentioned. The Rashba holds that you're allowed to continue davening Shemoneh Esrei even though the Meiraglayim is there. Therefore, it's not according to everyone that they have to pause. And therefore, it's not really considered a pause machmas ones. You only go back if it's a pause machmas ones. But according to the Rashba, you didn't have to pause at all. And therefore, if you did pause the amount of time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, we said earlier in the Mishabura that in fact you would not have to go back, because that's not considered a pause machmas ones. It was an optional pause according to the Rashba, and therefore it's not so pashut that you in fact would go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, like we're passing over here. We'll stop here, and we'll do the next siman of Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.